has become the stuff of legend.
Arthur, The Sword of the King by Sebastian Bonchkiewicz. With Ben Whishaw as Arthur, Ian McDiarmid as Merlin, and Jane Lapaterre as the narrator.
Amazingly, my sisters and brothers, there was once a time when he wasn't a king.
You shouldn't be here!
They'll kill me if you don't open up!
What have you done?
I haven't done anything!
When he didn't even have a kingdom.
Oh, go away!
No lords, no swords, no ladies, no lakes.
Will someone bring a torch here now?
I'm begging you!
If Lord Ector sees you!
Just open the door!
That's him there! Come on!
Amazingly, there was a time when there was just a terrified boy on a rank street corner in the abandoned heart of a falling-down city the old Romans named London.
Aaron!
Thank you. Thank you.
Does the master know you're here?
It's him I've come to see.
What?
He came.
Who came?
The Traveller.
What are you talking about, boy?
Up in the high field.
You need to slow down, sir.
Open up!
Don't let them take me.
I said open up!
Behind there, quick.
Now!
What's your business?
Do I have to kick this door down?
You alone in here, old woman?
This is the London lodgings of Lord Ector of Cantyre.
And you are?
Gowra, Lord Ector's cook. What's this about?
A young lad ran this way. You seen him?
Nobody knocked at this door.
You sure about that?
I may be old, but I'm not blind, soldier.
I'm not blind either, and I wouldn't provoke me, mother.
Look around if you like. There's nobody here.
Any servants missing?
There's just me, the master, and the master's son, Keir.
And where are they?
Taking counsel with my Lord Bryce in the old forum. And I'm sure he wouldn't be pleased to know I'd been bullied by you.
The London curfew applies to all. What's behind those bales of hay?
My night pot. You're welcome to stick your nose in if you want.
All right, mother. Calm yourself down. You see anything, you raise the alarm.
I'll be sure and do that.
I'll be back to check on you.
I'll still be here. Come out from there now.
He gone?
For now.
I'll not forget this.
Now what are you doing here, Aaron?
I heard about the Traveller.
What Traveller?
He just appeared out the hillside 3 days ago.
Out of the hillside? You're not making any sense,
You have to
child.
Help me. He said I had to remember.
Remember what?
I don't know. That's why I'm here. That's why I've come to London.
You're not making sense, child.
None of it makes any sense.
Maybe you need a lie down.
I need to remember.
Well, you're not going to remember anything in this state.
I was up in the high fields. Up in the high fields with my horses. Go on there! Go on! Get up there! You can get up now.
Have the horses passed?
You're safe.
I feared they might trample me to death.
Lucky for you, I was here.
Thank you, my son. Thank you.
You trying to get yourself killed?
Is there somewhere I could catch my breath?
I've got things I have to do.
Oh, please, I'll be no trouble. Perhaps I could sit by the hut.
All right, but just for a little while.
May the gods bless and favour you, my noble saviour.
You what?
Ah... You were always a trickster at heart, weren't you, Merlin?
Hot, isn't it?
Aaron.
Aaron?
Aaron?
Hadn't noticed.
Excuse me?
The weather.
Unseasonal.
goes on like this, we'll have a brisk winter.
Must be bleak up here in the cold.
It's all right. I've got my horses. The hut. You want some water?
Thank you.
Of course, in my day, I knew this Aaron as quite another, but more of that later. For now, let's have some introductions. She who stands before you, you may address as Morgan.
Don't see too many strangers up here.
I was passing.
Eldest daughter of Yvain and Vortigern. Vortigern, so cruelly slaughtered by Uther, Lord of Dragons, in Tintagel Fortress one terrible night so long ago, when Uther's armies came to... what does it matter? It's sufficient for you to know me as Morgan, half-sister to the king.
Passing on the way to where?
The once and future sorceress, and the only teller of this tragic tale who can be relied upon to be accurate in every particular, meticulous in every detail. I, Morgan, half-sister to the king, true witness to his every deed.
Passing on the way to London. This water's sweet.
And that raggedy man, now sipping water from a rough wooden cup, is none other than the infamous wizard and trickster, Merlin.
There's a fresh spring behind the hut. Does Lord Ector know you're here?
No, but I'm sure he wouldn't mind me passing through.
You know him?
In passing.
Now, the wizard and I have not spoken in the longest time, but that is all going to change, my sisters and brothers.
Then you'll know Lord Ector doesn't let anybody cross his lands without him knowing.
Then you best be off and tell him.
Lord Ector's gone to London to help witness the making of the king.
Has he now? That's where I'm going.
That's good news for you. You wouldn't want to make an enemy of Lord Ector.
Oh, beautiful day, isn't it?
So for now, let's just rest a while on the slopes of these wild high fields.
Don't you want to go to London?
What would I do in London?
To see the Sword of Kingship?
No.
You've heard of it, though.
I know it's stuck in a rock or something.
Indeed.
What for?
The hand of the one true king to release it.
Hope whoever pulls it out makes a better job of it than the last one.
Meaning?
Meaning these are bad times, stranger.
Bad times? How?
Saxons landing all across the coast here. They're all murderers, they say.
Who says?
Lord Ector. And nobody does a thing to stop them. Country needs a good firm hand again. People need to know where they stand.
You know your master well?
Keep his horses, don't I?
That's not what I asked you.
You're asking a lot of questions.
You're very young.
Meaning?
Just that you're very young. It's a very responsible job, I should think, keeping horses.
And who are you to say so?
A friend.
I don't have friends.
Except the horses.
The horses is family.
Don't you have a family?
Shouldn't you be getting on?
I'm only making conversation.
I don't like this conversation.
I meant you no offence, my friend.
I already told you I ain't your friend.
Of course you did. My apologies.
Kitchen women say the fairy folk dumped me on Lord Ector's hearth.
How exotic. Do you believe them?
Kitchen talk.
You don't like kitchen talk.
As long as it don't concern me.
These horses of yours are magnificent.
See the grey mare over there? She's special. Got a spirit in her.
She's looking at you.
It's you she's looking at. Who are you, stranger?
Just a traveller on his way to London. Why?
You got a look of the other world about you.
I was passing over the field.
And how is it I didn't see you? I can see for miles up here.
Perhaps you were looking the other way.
You playing me for a fool?
No. It really is a spectacular view up here.
You got a name, traveller?
These bad times Lord Ector speaks of, what do you know about them?
Who cares what I know?
I'm just making conversation, Aaron.
There's something under what you're saying that you're not saying.
Meaning?
Meaning me and the horses don't like you.
The horses have nothing to fear from me. My, the air up here is good, isn't it?
And me?
What about you?
Do I have something to fear from you?
That all rather depends on you. These horses, are they dangerous?
Only when they're angry.
When do they get angry?
When you try to get them to do something they're not ready to do.
Like people, then?
No, not like people. Horses are honest. They don't talk in riddles.
Did Lord Ector ever mention the late King Uther?
The Butcher of Cornwall?
As he was fondly known.
Nobody down at the villa talked about much else. The master said his tithes at every warlord's balls in a trap.
Yes, Uther certainly knew how to collect his taxes.
If you say so.
And what else did they say about him?
That he's dead.
And what else?
And good riddance. Why are you so interested, anyway?
You ever think about him, Uther?
Why would I think about him?
Just asking.
I don't think there's any such thing as just asking with you, my friend.
My friend, eh? You see how we're getting along now?
You want to get moving before the light goes?
I've got a little more time, I think.
A person doesn't want to be walking around here in the dark.
Does talking about Uther disturb you, Aaron?
Hey?
Does talking about Uther disturb you?
Nothing to do with me, is he?
That's not what I asked you.
Why would I think about that butcher?
Dream about him, then?
You've had your water, now be on your way.
Then you do.
Who are you?
A friend, I told you.
I don't have friends.
How does Uther appear to you in these dreams?
You looking for trouble?
Have I found some?
I just want you to get going.
The horses are getting agitated.
They'll protect me if it comes to it.
Look at me, Aaron.
I've got no business with you.
I said, look at me.
You do anything to me and you'll answer to the horses.
I said, never mind the horses.
Why aren't they moving?
Look at me.
You harm them and I...
They'll be quite all right.
This is an enchantment.
How does Uther appear to you in these dreams?
How would I know? I never saw him.
Young or old?
Did you not hear me?
Does he appear to you as a king?
I don't know.
Think.
I don't know.
In your dream, is he a king or a dragon?
I'm telling you, I don't know.
Perhaps he's both.
Leave us alone.
There's no end to how long I can hold these horses still.
He's a king, all right, a king. And he rides a grey dragon. Now leave me and the horses alone.
That's my good boy. That's my good, good boy.
You want some more soup?
This is plenty.
There's some bread here. Where did this traveller go after that?
He didn't go anywhere.
Weren't you wary?
I was curious.
What else did this traveller say?
He asked me what I remembered.
Remembered about what?
He asked me...
What can you tell me of your life before you came here, Aaron?
What life before?
The life before you came to Ector's household.
I don't know. I've always been there.
So what's your first memory?
Being apprenticed to the stable master. Now, he was a real villain. Beat you as soon as look at you. Whistled through his teeth.
Before that, nothing.
You ask a lot of questions.
I'm curious.
Curious about what?
Curious that you don't remember anything of your life before you lived here.
I was just a child when the master took me in.
How old were you? About 8, perhaps?
For the last time, who are you?
I think you'd be better served by asking yourself the same question. You may be surprised by the answer.
I'm the boy that looks after the horses.
Who dreams about a dead king.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Why would a stable hand dream about a dead king?
How should I know?
Why would the gods select him out of all the boys in the land?
Maybe everyone dreams of Uther.
I don't think so.
Where are you going?
Time I was moving.
You'll get lost.
I have the moon and the stars.
At least wait till dawn. I can show you a good way down to the valley.
And I've stayed far longer than I intended to.
I'll come with you then.
We'll meet again, Aaron. Until then.
Wait. Wait!
I told you.
You can't put all that stuff in my head and then walk off.
I wasn't aware that I'd done any such thing.
Well, that about Uther. My life before.
That's for you to work out, all by yourself.
But I don't know anything about it.
Then you had better start listening.
Listening to what?
To the mystery. Here,
An apple? What's this for?
To help you remember.
To help me remember what?
Goodbye, Aaron.
And with that, he was gone.
He disappeared?
I chased after him. For half a day I tried to track him. Nothing.
And that's why you decided to come here?
I had to find you. You and Lord Ector.
Couldn't you have waited until we got back to the farm?
No.
You mean you came all the way here because a madman left you an apple on a hillside? Gara,
you see, while I was up on that hill, I started to remember.
Remember what?
Voices. Incidents. Like they was all far away, but slowly getting closer. And you were there.
You'll catch it when Lord Ector hears of this.
At first, there was nothing, but the longer I stared at the apple, the more things started to become clear.
He'll punish you, Aaron, you know that.
Little flashes at first, moments. Doors closing, frightened voices speaking in whispers.
Your head's been filled with nonsense.
Has it?
But see the shake in the old cook's hands as she recalls that oh so long ago and best forgotten night.
You shouldn't have left the horses.
The horses are feeding in the low fields. And then I saw you. You, Gaura. Standing by a fire and washing my face.
Oh, you're scaring me, Aaron.
Am I right? Were you there?
These are all things that happened a long time ago.
But you did wash my face beside a fire, didn't you? And the master was there too, talking to someone in a doorway.
That's enough, Aaron, I mean it.
Tell me the truth.
There are some things it's best you don't know.
Says you.
Lord Ector took you into his house, fed you, put you to work. That's the end of it. Now, get out of here before those soldiers come back for you.
I'm not going anywhere until you tell me everything you know.
You get away from me, Aaron.
Or what? You'll hit me with that pot.
You wouldn't be the first.
What does the master know about me?
Why did you find this traveller of yours and ask him?
Because I'm asking you.
I'm just an old cook.
You're lying.
Why don't we wait till we all get back home? We'll have a talk then, in the kitchen, like we used to.
Who is the master talking to in the doorway? Who, Gaura?
Why don't you tell me? You came with him, didn't you?
I came with him? Came with him from where?
How should I know?
You were both afraid of him, I know that. The fear he put in you. But I wasn't, I knew him, trusted him.
Whoever he was, he had brought you in filthy. Mud from head to toe.
We'd been travelling.
Travelling from where?
From the grove.
What grove's that?
It was near water. I can see water. The apple grove.
Then who was that man you were with?
My father. What's happening to me?
May the God save you, Aaron.
Why do you say that?
Because...
Because?
Whoever that man was, he wasn't of this world.
Who was he then?
He put some kind of charm on you, child.
What?
Something to make you forget him.
Well, the charm's not working, is it?
What did this traveller you met look like?
I don't know. Rough looking.
Did you see his eyes?
Can't remember.
Because the man who brought you to Lord Ector's house... His eyes were violet.
Oh!
Are you all right? Well, speak to me, Aaron! Aaron!
I have to find Lord Ector.
No, don't get up too fast.
Where is he?
He's meeting Lord Bryce in the old forum.
And he has got to get out of there.
Oh, what are you saying, boy?
Is there any other way out of here?
There's a little window over the stable, leads to an alley.
Show me.
Why did you fall to the ground just then?
I saw something.
What's happening to you, child?
I saw the master.
What? Speak, boy. What did you see?
I saw the master.
Lord Ector?
I saw him cut down in the street.
And in the old forum, the warlords of Britain gather to bicker and bargain on the night before the making of the king.
The tyrant Uther is dead, Ector. I take it hard that you think me another.
Listen, Bryce, I'm not a political man, as you know. I got three interests, cattle, sheep and horses, and keeping the peace.
That's four. Have some more ale.
3, 4, whatever. Nobody wants any more fighting. Country's in a bad enough state as it is.
Feel free to speak freely, actor.
I've got no beef with you, Bryce, or with Cohen. You've always known me as a man of my word.
Indeed. Which is why I strive to have your support when I pull the sword of kingship from the stone tomorrow.
If the gods choose you for our king, then you better assure me of some protection in the east, or by this time next year you won't have a kingdom.
It's not for me to put Isca men in Cantia territory.
The point I'm making is very simple. I've got Saxons raiding the eastern coast, I've got sick herds, and now there's this ugly business between you and Curwen over the crown.
Business which will be settled at the making of the king tomorrow.
Unless your lads make full-scale war in the city tonight.
The gods must decide between us.
Well, be an easier choice for them to make if one of you lies dead at dawn.
Oh, everything will be settled long before then.
It better I'd be.
Or?
We both know there isn't a warlord in Britain can challenge you or Curwen's houses. Well, these Saxons, they're not like the old Romans. They don't come here to trade, they come here to take. Oh, and they can't take, they rape. And then they slaughter whole villages.
If the gods favour me tomorrow, you'll have your help in the east.
Don't do me any favours, Bryce. Fighting
but
Saxons...
But it's the wizard I worry about.
Well, Merlin knows better than to question the word of the gods.
Yes, both of us hope so. It's not for nothing that Uther pulled the whole country apart trying to put him to death.
That was a long time ago.
All the same. There are all sorts of rumours.
There are?
Yeah. About what really happened to Uther's child. The one Merlin kidnapped.
What rumours would these be?
Rumours that he hid the child with a farmer on the eastern coast.
Is that what they say?
Ah, I'm surprised you never heard that story. Or met the farmer.
With Merlin, one story comes along as quick as the last one left.
Yeah, but Hector, you knew him quite well,
didn't
you?
Say what you're saying straight, my lord.
I'd hate to feel that I was helping you tackle the Saxon problem when all the time your loyalties lay with the wizard.
My loyalties are to the gods and the new man in charge, whoever that is.
I'm gratified to hear that. But aren't you curious as to what happened to the child?
My lord Hector.
What?
There's a matter outside needs your immediate attention.
You excuse me, Lord Bryce.
We'll talk again, my lord.
But watch now as Hector twists and turns his way along the passageways and colonnades of the vast old forum, past great Caesar's broken statue, past the crumbling facades, and over the weeds which force their way between the marble cracks and out into a firelit courtyard.
My lord.
My lord Hector.
There better be a good reason you've dragged me out here.
We found this boy on the street outside. Hmm? He said he had urgent business with you.
What boy?
My lord.
Aaron.
You know him?
Yeah, he's one of my servants.
Should I throw him out?
No, I'll speak to him.
We'll be over by the gates if you need us.
Very good. Over here. Just what do you think you're playing at?
I have to get out of here, my lord.
I what?
You're in great danger. You and my lord Keir.
Well, is Keir all right?
He is for now.
What are you talking about, Aaron?
I saw you.
You what?
I saw you. It was like a dream or something, and you were hurt. So I came to London.
Well, you shouldn't have done. You should be back at the farm with the horses.
But this was like some sort of a message to warn you, to get you out of London.
Well, as soon as the ceremony's over, we're leaving for Cantia.
It'll be too late by then.
We'll deal with this when I get you home. For now, you get yourself back to the lodging and you stay there. Cohen and Bryce's men won't rest before they've had themselves a knockabout this night. Now, you go.
Neither man is worthy of the sword.
What did you say?
My lord?
Just then. What did you say?
I don't know. It just came into my head. Please, my lord, let's leave.
Who's been talking to you?
I'll tell you everything later.
You tell me everything.
But my lord!
Well?
Who was it brought me to your house all those years ago?
Excuse me?
The man who stood in the doorway. The man with violet eyes.
You've seen him?
He was up in the high fields day before yesterday.
You spoke to him?
He put these thoughts in my head.
What thoughts?
Why is everyone on the farm afraid of me?
No, they're not afraid of you, Aaron.
Then why do they clutch their charms whenever I approach?
No, there are some things you aren't ready to know.
What, like who I am?
You're an ungrateful stable boy who doesn't know his place. That's who you are.
Then why you hid me up in the high fields?
You don't know what you're talking about.
Who was the man in the doorway?
I'm warning you, Aaron.
Was it the wizard? It was, wasn't it?
Come with me.
You have to leave this place, you and my lord Keir.
I said, come with me.
But my lord.
All those years with the horses, it was for your protection.
Protection from what?
There's nothing more I can do for you now. You understand?
I don't understand anything.
Follow me, boy. It looks as if your day is here at last.
You've set the plate spinning, wizard, but where will they fall? As all over London, the city seems to breathe itself in and make a fist of itself. Honestly, my sisters and brothers, there's nothing so dull as tribal display. For now, two houses, both alike in iniquity, begin battling for a crown that neither can win. And quite suddenly, London's burning.
Merlin?
That you, Hector?
What are you doing up here?
Thinking.
There's someone here wants to meet you. Get out here, boy.
That you, traveller?
Ah, Aaron.
Turn around to face me.
Is that better?
What enchantment have you put on me?
One that's fast coming loose. The boar and the pig are fighting over the sty, I see.
It's not safe here, Merlin.
The gods watch and protect us.
You haven't answered my question.
Because it's not for me to answer.
He knows, Merlin. Knows everything.
I doubt he knows everything.
Now, this is no time to get wizardy.
Come here, Aaron.
What's your business with me?
I could ask you the same question.
Why did you tell me all those things on the hillside?
What things did I tell you?
You asked me all those questions.
And have you found any answers?
You're my father, aren't you?
Am I?
Aren't you?
Look into your heart.
If you're not, who is?
Tell the boy, Merlin.
I'd sooner he discovered it for himself.
We haven't got time for this.
Don't say another word, Hector.
The city's burning!
Well, Aaron, what can you see?
I don't know.
What can you see? Quickly, boy.
Water. An ocean and a fortress. A fortress by the sea.
Merlin, I implore you.
Hector, go on, boy. A fortress by the sea.
No more enchantments, wizard.
A fortress by the sea and...
A star.
Good.
And you're there.
Yeah, well, never far away, child.
There's bloodshed in that fortress. It's murder. And I'm tiny. Covered in wool, I'm a baby.
Look harder.
I'm a baby and I'm being carried. You're not carrying me. A little girl carries me.
Where does she carry you?
She carries me out across rocks. Rocks above the sea. She's very frightened. And you're behind us. You're behind us watching the star. Why were you watching the star?
Father!
What? Stay where you are, Keir.
Everyone's fleeing the forum, Dad. It's not safe. Bryce and Kerwin's men are fighting all the way down to the river.
Just stay close to me, son.
Aaron? Is that Aaron?
Have you a sword?
They took mine from me at the gate. What's Aaron doing here?
Why was I watching the star?
He was guiding us. He was guiding us away from the fortress. How can I know this? How can I know any of this if I was a baby?
The gods are blessing you with sight, Aaron.
And you were frightened, too. You were frightened of what the king would do. Of what the king would... The king.
Yes.
Who was the king?
Oh, you're so near, Aaron. Look.
Merlin, the forum's on fire.
Look.
I can't look anymore.
Face it.
Why did you do this to me?
Face it.
I never wanted to leave the horses, my lord. I never wanted to come here.
Face it.
You're killing me.
Face it.
I'm not strong enough.
Face it.
Uthor!
Aaron.
What did he say, Dad? Did he say Uthor?
Get him out of here, Hector.
What about you?
Never mind me.
What's he talking about? Uther?
Let's get him to his feet.
There's fire everywhere.
Which way, Merlin?
There's a servant's passage leads down to the kitchens.
Where?
At the side of the steps. Look after the boy.
I can't leave you up here alone.
I said go. Go now.
As war and pandemonium send servants, merchants, women and children scuttling for their lives...
Give me walk, boy.
Come on, try to walk.
Sorry, my lord. I'm so sorry.
He's fainted.
Leave him down.
You heard what the wizard said.
He's a stable boy.
Don't argue with me, son.
What's he doing here anyway?
There isn't time to explain. Now, come on.
Which street do we go down?
We stay in the shadows. We don't go anywhere.
Who's that hiding there?
Say nothing.
Who's there? I said, who's there? I can see you.
There's a wounded man here.
Huh? Show us him.
He's here, by the wall. We're unarmed.
Ah. And nobles, by the look of you. Whose house are you with?
Whose house are you with?
I asked you first.
Didn't you hear him? We're unarmed.
Well, now you hear me. I couldn't care less.
How dare you dishonor
us? I want Iska heads.
I told you we're unarmed.
Yeah, not anymore. Here's a weapon for you, old man.
Let me fight him down.
Look after Aaron.
It's Aaron who got us into this.
I said look after Aaron. Oh. You have no idea of the mistake you're making, soldier.
Fight! I'll be back to finish off you two.
Come back here, you coward!
Now, finally, the time has come to put my first gentle steps into the story.
Is your friend hurt?
My father. He killed my father.
Lord Keir?
Where did you come from? I don't know you. Who are you?
Follow me.
I'm not following you anywhere. I'm going after him.
Look, there's danger that way. Men fighting. Think of your friend.
He's no friend of mine.
Lord, stay where you are, boy.
Get out of my way.
Wait, not that way.
I said out of my way!
Can you walk?
Where's Lord Ector?
There.
My lord. My lord. Oh, no.
Follow me.
I'm responsible for this. I can't leave him here.
Follow me, Aaron.
What?
I said follow me.
And off we go, the tender-eyed boy and me, away from the bloodshed and slaughter, to a long, deserted square.
Hmm. Where are we?
Somewhere safe.
There's no such place.
The fighting's died down, I think.
Lord Ector.
There's nothing you can do for him now. Stay still while I clean these cuts.
Come in here. It was a bad mistake. A bad mistake.
You did what you had to do. Yeah, I said stay still.
Who are you? How did you know my name?
Don't you recognize me?
I've never seen you before.
Never? Look closely, Aaron.
You're Uther's child. You're the girl above the rocks.
Good.
We were together in the grove. We were together in the grove with Merlin. A long time ago. The apple grove, and your name is...
My name is...
Morgan.
Morgan.
What's that?
The summoning bell. The lords will be gathering for the making of the king.
I have to get back to the master's lodging. I have to find Gaura. Get her out.
If that is what lies in your heart to do.
She may be hurt.
Then go. You're hesitating. Why?
My place is at the ceremony, isn't it?
Or you can leave. Find Gaura. return to your life before.
That life's over.
You still have a choice.
There is something else.
What?
My name. Something about my name. You called me something else in the grove. Something to do with the star. Something to do with the star above the fortress.
Do you remember it?
Yes.
Say it.
Arthur. My father was Uther, Lord of Dragons, and the sword in the stone waits for me.
And burning down the city. Was that all part of the fun too, Curwyn?
It was never meant to come to this, Merlin.
But it has come to this. Look around you, my lords. Breathe in the smoke.
Curwyn's right.
London, my lords, is in ruins. Who knows how many are dead. It's not exactly the best message a prospective king could send to his people, is it?
You can't unring a bell, Merlin. What is, there's an end.
Bryce speaks true.
Glad to see you both agree about something.
It is my sincere intention to honour the gods' decision.
Then perhaps you tell me this. What's to happen when the gods choose one of you over the other? Does the loser intend to murder everyone?
I and my followers will accept the will of the gods.
And you, Bryce?
I swear it'll not be me who breaks the peace.
And there will be no bloodshed, no recrimination.
None?
I swear this too.
On the honour of your houses?
On the honour of our houses.
Then let us proceed. And may the gods favour you both.
Gaura?
Oh, my lord. My lord.
What happened here?
They wanted the horses.
Did they hurt you?
These men were wild. Wild.
What have they done to you?
My master. Where is my master?
My father is dead. Cut down.
Did Aaron not find you?
Aaron led him to his death.
Aaron?
And for that, I will hunt him down to the end of his days.
He went to warn you.
And he made a bad job of it. Can you walk?
They hurt me, my lord. Really hurt me.
Lean on me.
Thank you, Keir. Thank you.
We have to find some way out of the city.
Look.
My.
My lord. Keir, look. It's snowing.
It's not possible.
Snowing from a clear sky.
And down that snow softly falls, scattering itself across the bodies of the dead, soothing the burning city into silence.
Lord High Druid, noble in name and glory, I, Bryce of Isker, do lay my sword down before the Stone of Kingship.
And I, Curwyn of Gwent, to lay my sword down before the Stone of Kingship.
Step forward, Curwyn of Gwent.
Down that snow softly falls, across the living's battle-worn faces.
And are you, Curwyn of Gwent, willing to accept the burden of kingship, should the gods so will it?
I am.
Then approach the Stone of Kingship, my Lord Curwyn.
I, Curwyn of Gwent, do humbly beseech the gods to favour my house this day.
See how he pulls and pulls and... See how the sword remains resolute in the stone.
Do you humbly accept the will of the gods, Lord Curwyn?
I humbly accept it.
Then step down. Are you, Bryce of Isker, willing to accept the burden of kingship, should the gods so will it?
I am.
Then approach the stone, my lord Bryce.
Aye. Bryce of Isca, do humbly beseech the gods to favor my house this day.
Do you humbly accept the will of the gods, Lord Bryce?
I humbly accept it.
Then you must step down from the sword. The gods ask if there is any other would claim the sword.
There is one.
Who addresses us?
Arthur, son of Uther, Lord of Dragons.
What are you up to, Merlin?
Step forward, Arthur, son of Uther, Lord of Dragons. Are you, Arthur, willing to accept the mantle of kingship, should the gods so will it?
I am.
Then approach the stone of kingship. Behold the gods' one chosen king!
And one by one, those hard-eyed warriors drop snow softly to their knees.
Behold Arthur! Behold the king!
I'll kill him!
You had your chance, Kerwin.
I challenge this so-called son of Uther to mortal combat!
You swore, Kerwin, on your house. You swore there would be no reprisal.
Fight, boy!
You cannot claim the sword with violence.
Can't you shut your mouth for once, wizard? Are you ready, boy?
I am for you, Kerwin.
Then fight!
What should I do, Merlin?
Pick up his head and raise it to the crowd.
Behold the head of Curwyn of Gwent, defeated by the one true king of Britain.
And listen to this, Majesty, and listen to this well. Bryce of Isca will never rest until he sees your head on his fortress wall. Isca man, move out! Move out there! Move out!
And so began the first day of the king.
In Arthur, the Sword of the King, Arthur was played by Ben Whishaw and Merlin by Ian McDermott. The older Morgan was Jane Lapaterre and the young Morgan, Eve Best. Gara was played by Pam Ferris, Hector by James Lawrenson, Keir by Nicholas Bolton, Bryce by Christian Rodzka, and Kerwin by Stephen Hogan. Other parts were played by Damien Lynch, Robert Hasty, and Jason Chan. Music was by Zbigniew Preissner, with additional composition by Lucinda Mason Brown. Arthur, the Sword of the King, was written by Sebastian Bonchkiewicz and directed by Gordon House.
And so the new king begins his reign, determined to impose law and order on the troubled land. But with powerful enemies baying for his blood, it's not going to be an easy task. Part two of Arthur, the Black Dog, is at the same time tomorrow.
BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Hello, this is Joanna Pinnock. At midday, if you fancy some classic comedy, well, you're in the right place. To the Manor Born is first on the list today, where everyone's wondering who could be up for a gong. Meanwhile, the Warmington-on-Sea platoon find themselves under pressure to keep young and beautiful today. Captain Mannering goes for a toupee, while Fraser gets his box of makeup out. Dad's Army in half an hour.